and candy, this would be another wonderful thing to introduce to them. But primarily for digestive purposes, soothing the throat, acid reflux, it's a wonderful way to go and not expensive. And as I said, very portable. You can take it to the office. You just have to be careful because everybody's going to be over in your section taking your licorice out of your panda box and you won't have any left. So you got to hide it in a drawer somewhere. Licorice, a very important remedy.
Okay, I wanted to share those segments for, you know, because one, everybody's interested in what can they do to take in anti-cancer preventative measures. And a lot of times, the sort of designer supplements or that sort of market out there that capitalizes on this, it's really out of reach financially for so many of us to consistently take these supplements. And I can't even tell you how expensive selenium supplements are. The last time I looked at them was like maybe 10 years ago, and I almost dropped the bottle when I saw how expensive it was. So this is truly revolutionary because Brazil nuts are such a phenomenal source of selenium, and it's really like pennies that you're paying on the dollar compared to buying a trace mineral like selenium, which is so expensive.
Well, you know, Natalie, the disheartening thing to me is that natural medicine became a big business.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm trying to get away from with this DVD set, and is to get back to the real.
And I know that
get away from the profiteering and all the...
Absolutely. And I just have to say the number one more time for the people who are moving away from the radio, 212-209-2950. It is Natural Medicine, the Survivor's Guide. We just broke it down in the anti-cancer segment about how to get one of those most powerful trace minerals, selenium, which is phenomenally expensive. It's a designer supplement, as you've said. And Brazil nuts. I actually keep a bag, a little box in my pantry with pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, Brazil nuts, and almonds.
Oh, wow.
And yes, it's like my power box. I'm telling
you,
my kitchen, it's a green pharmacy. And what I do with the Brazil nuts is I make a phenomenal nut milk.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Just delicious. The kids love that. What I do with the pumpkin seeds and the sunflower seeds is I use them as a mix-in in chopped salads. It adds that crunchy taste that we look for in
Fabulous.
That salad. It's awesome. And, you know, this is the kind of medicine that instead of paying, you know, thousands of dollars over the year for designer supplements, you buy this stuff, it's really affordable, and you make it part of your food. I need to make those phones ring. So... But you know what? I'm not worried because this isn't about me. This is about Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide. It's about you. But, you know, I wanted to, I played that track because anti-cancer is on everyone's minds. I think the numbers are now 1 out of 3 people is predicted to have cancer over their lifetime.
Yeah, we talk about turmeric, too, in that DVD.
Absolutely. So there are a series of remedies here which you can kind of thread together into an anti-cancer thread and have a really powerful high antioxidant, high anti-cancer kind of medicine bag that would cost you so much money on the shelves if you were doing designer supplements. And some of this you already have, so it's going to be free. Some of it you're going to pay a few dollars for at the grocery store, but it's all accessible. It's all here. So it's really, you know, I know so many of you are looking for this kind of information. It's emergency remedies. It's simple, inexpensive substitutes for your designer supplements. It's kitchen remedies. It's spices as remedies. It's teas as remedies. And it's also how to make your own, how to make your own capsules, extracts, tonics, topicals, and also that how to set up an eco-friendly set of home cleaning materials. So it's so important in these last few minutes that we have, Dr. Scott, to make sure that you pick up the phone and give us a call. It's 212-209-2950. And what's going to happen is you're going to get Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide. It's a 3-DVD set. And what we're giving you is 4 hours, jam-packed, 7 parts of just pure information on how to set up your own green pharmacy at home, in your kitchen, with the things that you already have in your refrigerator, that you already have in your kitchen, in your pantry, or that you can go to the grocery store and get for pennies. 212-209-2950. 4 hours, 3 DVDs, 4 hours, 7 parts. All of it is immediately practical. You're going to walk away able to do this, or you're going to put it on and do it as you watch. 212-209-2950. And I've never seen anything like it. And this is so phenomenal. It puts medicine back in the hands of the people. It puts it back in your hands. It gives you the opportunity to say, I'm prepared in the case of some kind of social disruption or large scale disaster, and I can't get to the store, I can't get to the pharmacy. My family is not only prepared with the other measures that we're taking for emergency management, but we have our own natural pharmacy. We can deal with burns. We can deal with dysentery. We can deal with minor infections. We can deal with gout. We can deal with keeping ourselves, you know, full of those antioxidants. We can deal with that whole anti-cancer piece that no one is really giving us straight information about. So many people are just selling us products, but we don't know if they're working. We don't know if we're burning our money. Dr. Scott has simplified it. She said, look, this is what the research says. This is what the doctors and the engineers and the studies say. Here's where we can get these constituents, these ingredients. Here's how you're going to pull it together into a simple pharmacy and easy remedy. 212-209-2950. Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide. It's 3 DVDs, 4 hours, 7 parts. Straight do it yourself, do it now instruction. And what you're going to do when you get that DVD is you're going to watch this with your friends, with your family, and you're going to set up this thing where you're going to make your medicine. So if you want to make your medicine by yourself, that's fine. But if you want to do this in community, that is powerful. That is that Johnny Appleseed effect, where we have that ripple effect of sharing knowledge, teaching each other how to fish. 212-209-2950. I'm told that all of the phone lines need to light up now. 212-209-2950. We still need to make our goal for the hour. I need $2,500 within the next 10 minutes. So those of you who have been on the fence, those of you who have been thinking about, you know, I really think that I could do this for my family or with a friend or with my cooperative. Yes, you need to do it. You can't get this material anywhere else. You can't. I'm not going to get off the air and you're going to go look on a search engine and find this and get it on Amazon. Sorry, you're out of luck. This is an exclusive for WBAI. So call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, and get Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide, 3 DVD set, 4 hours, 7 parts. And you know what? I know some of you called before and couldn't get through. You can get through now. And we really need your calls. Dr. Scott, I know you have some things you want to share with people about, you know, some of the stuff that's in here that they're going to want to take a look at, that they're going to want to get.
Well, before I do that, I would say, as a former media guy, we can't lose sight. You know, we really get kind of complacent. And WBAI's been around a long time. Kind of like, well, they're always there, and I'm always getting to hear all this cool information. And, you know, this isn't what I'm hearing on the nightly news, so this is really great. I feel informed. But if you look back over the last 10 years in this country, so many things that we took for granted are gone. They just disappear. And if we don't in some way support that which is meaningful to us, really, we'll lose it. And I've seen that time and time and time again. If we don't, we didn't say a word when everything went to a different country for manufacture. Now we're all walking around grumbling.
Right, nothing's where's my job?
Not, you know, nothing's made in America, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? If you just keep letting things go and don't speak up and don't show your support, well, then that's what you get.
That's right.
What happens. So WBAI is like a little lighthouse there in that community. And I hope that, and I want to hear from people, too, that when they learn, you know, they can take charge. They don't, you know, they can make their home, their remedy cabinet, their, as you said, kitchen remedies, garden remedies. And they realize these things work.
Wait a minute. We have a problem. It's silent. 212-209-2950.
I'll be quiet.
We have a problem. We need you to pick up the phone and call. It's Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide. And what you're going to get here is something you can't get anywhere else. Some of you are interested in heavy metal detoxification. You're going to find out how to do that for pennies a day on your own. Some of you are have these digestion problems, the acid reflux, you know, the H. pylori or the ulcers. You're going to find simple remedies that you can take over time without harsh side effects. There's no one else sharing this information with you all in one place and showing you how to do it and not trying to tie you to their product brand. This, there are no ulterior motives. Dr. Scott is actually sharing knowledge to empower you, to teach you how to do this for yourself so that you can then share it with your children, your family, and your friends and your community. 212-209-2950. This is an essential part of anyone's natural healing library. If you've been saying, I want to learn more, I'm not sure if I want to make the commitment to do a correspondence course, you don't have to. Dr. Scott has pulled it all together.
And you know what, Natalie? There's a lot of shenanigans in my end of the world. There are people out there selling things right, left. Oh, if you just get this, you know, and I won't mention names, but, you know, everything that so-and-so didn't tell you if you read my book. And in the end, you know, then you have to belong to their club and blah, 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 blah. It's all about profit and greed.
Oh, and thank you for that call.
That offends me.
We need more calls on the line. We only have a few minutes left, 212-209-2950. I think Dr. Scott has some great points. She has said that even within the field of, quote, holistic or natural healing, you have people who are exploiting people, trying to get them yes. tied into their multi-level product line, auto-charging them, all those things. Instead, Dr. Scott flips the script. She says, let me give you the information because knowledge is power, and let me show you. Let me show you how to do this for yourself. Let me teach you how to fish. 212-209-2950. You know, three DVDs, 4 hours, exclusively available here, your $150 pledge to the station, and you're going to walk away with Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide with Dr. Gwen Scott, three DVD set. And I think some of the stuff in here is just phenomenal. The heavy metal detoxification, which has been made so expensive by the mainstream media and also by this sort of mainstream health
kingdom,
store.
In my world.
Absolutely.
A lot of naturopaths make their you know, their next car payment that way.
Right.
And it's ridiculous.
And I want to tell
offensive.
You, for those of you who are worried about your hair and nails and you need a good source of silica, we're going to show you how to do that in Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide, 212-209-2950. We need those phones to ring. Thank you if you called. If you tried to get through, I need you to call back now. 212-209-2950. Dr. Scott is also going to teach you about some tools in your kitchen. She's going to teach you about the type of water that you need to use, which types of water you can stay away from. She's going to also teach you about the basics, about food that is sort of that superfood or those power foods that can give you high doses of those very powerful kind of designer supplement constituents that we've been playing for. She's going to teach you the secrets about how to get Factor X, that thing that you need to keep those healthy bones and not get those fractures that so many of us get subject to as we age and our bones lighten in density. She's going to teach you about the basic antifungals that are going to keep you, you know, free of flu and candida and all these things that seem to be bothering so many people. But we need to actually hear your phone calls. It's 212-209-2950. We're told that in order to, you know, meet our goal for the hour, that we need to hear from more people. And I just have to thank the people who have called. I'm so excited that I have heard the phones ring before. But now it's time for those of you who said, I do want to get this. Thank you for that call, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. I know so many of you said, I think I'm going to get it. I want to share it with my mom. She hasn't been feeling well. I've told her to do some natural things, but, you know, this kind of DVD that shows her, it's really going to make a difference. Also, those of you who've been paying at the wazoo for digestive enzymes, we're going to show you how you do that real easy, real cheap, real simple. You're not going to have to pay $7, $10, $15 for a bottle of enzymes anymore. Those of you who want to know how to get rid of gout, which surprisingly is actually still a big problem. I see that a lot, particularly in older folks. 212-209-2950. It's all here in Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide, a three DVD set, 4 hours, 7 parts. It starts at emergency remedies, moves on to substitutes for designer supplements, kitchen remedies, spices as medicine, your tea as your medicine, how to make your own. Who else is going to show you how to make your own capsules, how to make your own extracts, how to make your own tinctures, how to make your own tonics? When you roll up into that health food store and you go to that aisle that has the capsules, the extracts, the tinctures, the tonics, sometimes a single bottle of extract can be $40. No more. Dr. Gwen Scott says, stop the madness.
Really?
If you've got the inclination, if you've got
that
the time.
Profit-monger.
Right. I'm going to show you how to do this for yourself. Pennies on the dollar. 212-209-2950. That's what's so phenomenal. Three DVDs, $150, but you're going to save, you can potentially save thousands of dollars because you're not going to be hooked on, you know, these $30, $40, $50 bottles of this, that, and the other. Once you get yourself set up and you start making those capsules yourself, you start making those poultices, those topicals yourself, it's frankly, it's almost addictive. I used to do all this myself and sell these things down at Eastern Market when I lived in D.C. And the way I started was I made them for myself, and my friends and family said, we need more. And I said, well, I don't have more. I'm done. They said, well, we'll buy more. I said, I'm not selling it to you. So after months of that, and this is with the same kind of instruction that Dr. Scott gives you, it's the same stuff, I actually had just was kind of forced into business. I had to start selling it. So I set up a stand at Eastern Market. I had my bottles of everything out, and people would just come all day and buy it. 212-209-2950. This is how you can do that for yourself, for your family. I know so many people have said, you know, I can't afford this anymore. I go into the grocery store, I'm choosing between food and supplements. You don't have to choose anymore. You can have your supplements and have your good food too. 212-209-2950.
You can make little health baskets.
Absolutely.
This is what this is for. This is what will, you know, here's some turmeric if you cut yourself. Yeah,
and who's ever gotten Montezuma's revenge? You've been traveling. You drink a little of this, you eat a little of that. You think, you know, well, I've had everything, and then suddenly you're the one back at the hotel, you know, praying to the porcelain god, thinking I shouldn't have had that. It wasn't a good idea. Guess what? You make your own remedy at home that you learn from Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide, and it's going to be under 3 ounces in that little bag, so it's going to go through the airport. It's going to go on your carry-on. You're going to get there. You're going to, as soon as you feel a rumble in your gut, you're going to pop that remedy out, take a couple of drops. Within hours, you're going to feel better, and you're going to say, thank you, Dr. Scott. But more than that, you're going to say, thank me, because this is true self-reliance, Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide. This is the ultimate in taking care of yourself, preventative health, self-health. That's what I call it, 212-209-2950. I know some of you have said, I might get that later. Well, there might not be a later on this one. This is an exclusive for WBAI. We're at the end of our time with Dr. Scott, 212-209-2950. It's not available. You can't hop to your computer, get online, and look this up. It's not going to come up for sale because it's not available. So if you want to learn how to make those herbal extracts, if you want to learn how to make that super tonic that we call the broom, it's antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral. You make a bottle of this at the beginning of the fall, you put it in your fridge, and it actually, like women, only gets better with age. And you're going to take a swig from this, you know, whenever you feel, you're going to take a swig a day.
You know what? I use mine partially for salad dressings too.
I was going to say, you're going to take a swig a day, you're going to drizzle it on your greens, and then when you feel something coming on, you're going to actually take a whole spoonful of it.
I honestly haven't had a cold or flu, and I don't know how.
Oh, I know. It's phenomenal. 212-209-2950. Prevent the colds. Prevent the flu. You need to protect yourself. Not all of us have the privilege of health insurance. Those of us who do find that our doctors are failing us, we want to get access to those natural remedies, but we can't afford the $200 for the supplements. This is where Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide, comes in, and it's going to help you. It's going to help your family. It's going to help your community. Everyone needs this. Every neighborhood needs this. You need to get together with your friends. You need to make the remedies. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. I know some of you have said, I need to hear that number. I need to make that call because you know you can't get this anywhere else. 212-209-2950. Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide. It's a 3 DVD set, 4 hours, 7 parts. Emergency remedies, emergency remedies. Who else is telling you how, when you get burned in your kitchen, how you're going to help yourself right then and there? Third degree burns, it's a remedy. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Apparently not third degree, judging from the look I just got. Okay. How do you take those digestive enzymes? You can't afford them anymore. You're going to get the Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide. You're going to learn how to make your own digestive enzymes. This is incredible. How are you going to make your own pain relief tea? This is Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide, 212-209-2950. And everyone wants to do a detox, but not everyone wants to pay $200 for those kits. The detox liver protection remedy in here is so simple, and it's ancient. The indigenous people here in the Americas have been using this for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yes.
And it is one of the, it actually can help you regenerate liver tissue. You're not going to get this anywhere else. 212-209-2950. I know that liver failure and cirrhosis is something that so many people have been facing. And, you know, in some ways, there's a lot of shame around liver failure, especially cirrhosis and, you know, because of what it's linked to. You don't have to suffer alone. You can find ways to rebuild your liver. People have been told, you have liver failure, this is a death sentence for your liver. I can't do anything for you. And how many times have I seen patients like that in the clinic, and we've said to them, oh, no, 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 you can be helped.
You know, you have a brand new liver every 6 weeks if you just do it right.
Right, but if you have liver failure, you have nothing. And
yep.
this kind of remedy can make night and day difference for someone who is facing something like liver failure or cirrhosis. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. And I think one of the things that I find so amazing is that you've told us about the simple anti-cancer steps that we can take. So much of the anti-cancer discussion out there, it's very complicated, even the natural remedies. Not everyone can afford all of the herbs. Not everyone can afford all the supplements. And Dr. Scott has said, whoa, you can. It's here. It's simple. Natural medicine, a survivor's guide, 3 DVDs, 4 hours, everything, emergency remedies, designer supplements, kitchen remedies. So we need to get a couple of those last calls on the line, 212-209-2950. I'm actually being kicked off the air, so to speak.
Oh.
I know, I know. I want to hear a couple more calls because I know there's a few of you who said I might get that. But
bless
let me
you,
let,
Natalie. Bless you.
Let me tell you, you can't go to your computer and look this up online and buy it because it's not available anywhere else. It's an exclusive at WBAI. It's 3 DVDs, $150 pledge. This is a true win-win. You support the station. You support independent media. You make sure we're here tomorrow. And you're going to bring home Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide. You're going to create a green pharmacy for yourself and your family and your friends. And you're going to share this. This can be done in cooperatives. It can be done in groups. It can be done with family circles.
There are a lot of church groups, Natalie, that are doing this.
I love that idea. Get it for your church. Get it for your library. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. There is another show coming on after me. I just want to check in with the man on the ones and twos, and that's my engineer. We're good. Yeah, we got to go. He gave me the gas face. We got to go. 212-209-2950. I want to thank you, Dr. Scott, for everything
you
shared,
Natalie,
with us.
From the bottom of my heart.
This is so generous. 212-209-2950, and I'll be talking to you again. Thank you, everybody.
On my mind, oh sister, we're two of a kind, so sister, I'm keeping my eyes on you.
International Working Women's Day at WBAI will broadcast on Tuesday, March 8th from 6 a.m. till midnight. Please tune in to hear our poignant stories about work, family, play, healing, politics, love, and so much more. If you want to get involved in the day, if you have something to share, send your proposal to iwwd@wbai.org. And please tune in to WBAI Radio, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on Tuesday, March 8th from 6 a.m. till midnight for WBAI Radio's International Working Women's Day Celebration.
WBAI is not only a progressive free speech radio station, but it is also your opportunity for several perks through the BAI Buddy System. Becoming a buddy is simple. Donate as little as $10 on a monthly basis, thus forming a relationship that benefits you, the listener, and us here at 99.5 FM. After becoming a buddy, you'll receive a WBAI tote bag and a membership card that enables you to enjoy discounted services at Zipcar, Bacchus French Bistro, Revolution Books, and more locations in the New York region. Simply visit give2wbai.org. That's give2wbai.org. And donate today. We are a listener-supported radio station. But as a buddy, WBAI can also support you.
But he Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Aware Show. This is Lisa Garr, and I am more than excited to be with you all today. We have lots of great things to talk about today on the Aware Show. It's so good to be on in New York City. The Aware Show is, for the first time ever, on in New York City. We're so excited to be with you. Now, joining me in a moment is Eldon Taylor. Eldon Taylor is amazing. He's not only a best-selling author, over for 300 books. He has the most diverse background. Eldon Taylor used to work with the government and the CIA, and he did some incredible work with hypnosis and subliminal communication, and he's appeared as an expert witness. He's been called a master of the mind, and he's really helped solve major crimes and situations back in the day. Well, now, what he does is he uses his information, and he's on his own now, of what he has developed called, it's a patented inner talk technology. And he is also the founder of the Progressive Awareness Research. And this particular organization uses mind programming to discover what you need. So your individual own self-hypnosis and subliminal technology, which you actually program and create yourself for yourself. So it's a very interesting program. This is called Eliminating Self-Sabotage, and Eldon is joining us on The Aware Show. Hi, Eldon.
How are you?
Oh,
I'm looking forward to speaking with you today, Lisa.
Me too, and I've been having a fantastic time with your technology, with your self-sabotage. I've been having a great time with self-sabotage.
Getting on with the best of all, although you are the best of all. So,
well,
I don't know. You know, I can imagine a math teacher stumbling around trying to think about what he's going to teach Albert Einstein, and I'm kind of in that place when it comes to you, dear.
Hardly. Eldon, I will tell you, I hit highs and lows like everybody else, and I looked at, it was the other day, and there was, I had this task list of like 20 things to do. I was buried. I only got through about five of them, and it was about, 8 o'clock at night. And I sat down with your technology. I plugged in my headphones. I said, I'm going to give myself a break here, a moment to really immerse myself in this and listen to this with my headphones. And I came up, I wrote an entire 10-page document after I listened to your program. I'm not kidding you. It unlocked joy and potential and incredible inspiration in my brain. And I went back and I said, gosh, what? And of course, I stayed up till 1:30 in the morning because I was a little late. But I was so inspired and motivated that I wanted to, you should probably listen to this stuff earlier. But I really wanted to write. So tell me about this program. What made you create a program that ends or eliminates self-sabotage?
Well, you know, the bottom line to that, I guess, is a long story, but I'll try and condense it. For all intent and purposes, most people live their lives thinking that they're making their own decisions as they go about doing everything that they do. You know, we happen to be in an election cycle right now, and so you see a lot of people taking positions and then arguing about those positions. And what we know from research is that you will choose the position, usually emotionally, and then think of why that position is defensible. In other words, your reasoning follows your conclusion. Now, that seems, you know, to defy common sense, but that is how we do things. Most people believe that, you know, if I give you a set of alternatives, multiple choice kinds of alternatives to real life situations, that you're going to consider them and you're going to make a conscious decision about which one works for you. And the fact of the matter is 90% of your decisions are going to be made in the unconscious by the nucleus accumbens. MRI, a functional magnetic resonance imaging technician, can watch your brain make a decision lifetime and know 6 to 10 seconds before you do what your decision is going to be.
Wow. Wow.
So we must know that too. Yeah.
We must know that too. We must on some level know the answers.
Well, we do. And what we have to do maybe is stop for a minute and back up and say, wait a minute. If my unconscious mind is making the decisions, where is the information coming from that this, if you will, analogically, biocomputer is generating these different answers for me? Where did it get its antecedent information? And when you look at that, you think, well, the first thing you think about is, of course, you know, your 24/7 media that we're saturated with and all of the things that we're told that are, you know, how we should live, the things we should buy, the foods we should eat, the, you know, the vaccines we should take, the positions, and on and on and on and on. So that's the first thing you think of. Then you think of your peers and maybe your enculturation process, how you were raised and the parenting. And if you pause for a second there, you can think about the psychology that underlies that. You know, most people aren't aware that virtually all of us have self-sabotaging mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is we have this ego, intent upon protecting us. That's its job. You know, the ego, the superego, the ego kind of gets a bad rap often. We look at the ego as being, you know, well, if I could just get over my ego, or if I can put
We need an ego to survive, right?
But for a moment, if we think in the pure Freudian sense, the way that construct is designed, what was meant by it, it's this. The id is the primitive desires. The ego, the superego, is that part of us that expects us to be perfect. It's that perfect parent. You could do better. Now, these two are in contention continually. Most people can identify with it quickly. You know, if you think about you think about our mating rituals. We have found a socially acceptable way to supplement one of our basic drives, and that's procreation of the species, fornication. And how we resolve that problem is an operation of ego. Ego takes the place between the id and the superego and gives us that solution to these two opposing forces. So let's just take a real life story, for example. There's a fellow, we'll just call him John, who in fact, you will hear this story, you will get the story in the booklet that comes with the program we're giving away on your show. I'll let you tell people about that in a minute, but this story is about a real person, I'll just say his name is John. And John finds himself in a situation where he's learned that he's not being invited to parties anymore because he never smiles, he never laughs. He is the kind of person that can take the light of a party and absolutely put it out. He is totally stoic. He's having trouble in his personal relationship because, of course, his family's paying a price, too. John is being left out in everything, business parties, social events. And when he learns this from a friend who basically says, you know, the problem, John, is whenever you're around, you're so sober, you're so stoic, you just, everybody, you know, we like to have fun. It's just uncomfortable for us. John sought help.
Okay.
What John learned in an uncovering, a significant uncovering, I can tell you one on myself for that matter, but what he learned was when he was a boy, laughed. And his laughter, his smile was uneven. It went up further on one side of the face than on the other. It appeared as though he might have had a partial paralysis. And even though he outgrew most of that, he still had some of it. But because when he laughed and he smiled, he looked peculiar, his classmates, his friends, poked fun of him.
Mm-hmm.
They laughed at him.
Mm-hmm.
They ridiculed him. And he felt horrible about it. So what happened without his conscious awareness is this defense strategy is designed. Now, for everybody to understand, a defense strategy, in order to work, must be unconscious.
Yeah.
So he's totally ignorant of this defense strategy. The defense strategy essentially says, I'll never put you in that place again. And so he never smiles.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't laugh.
Mm-hmm.
He becomes stoic. Now, once he had that uncovering, he was able to undo that self-sabotaging mechanism. But, Lisa, I'll tell you a true one on myself.
Yes, yes.
Years ago, a friend of mine, dear friend, Professor William Guillory at the University of Utah, chair of the chemistry department in the Honor Society, said to me, Eldon, I'm really excited about this work you're doing in the prison system with these inmates
using this
InterTalk technology.
Mm-hmm.
Could you bring that information to my honors group and share it with them? Well, you know, an honors group is a small group. It's, you know, typically you might have 10 people there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, you know, sure, I'd be happy to, William. I'd be happy to. Where are you meeting and when? And he said, we're meeting in Kingsbury Hall. Why Kingsbury Hall? This was a facility that would hold 1,200 or more people. And he said, oh, because Black Chemists of America are in town. And as you know, I'm president of that society, and I want them all to attend, too. My stomach hit the ground. There was something really different about talking to 800-900 black chemists and a few honor students than just sitting around a table sharing ideas with a few people. The day came I was supposed to speak. I drove there. I got out of my car, parked in the parking lot, of course. And I was shaking all over, Lisa.
I was
shaking visibly all over. And I stood there for a minute and said, I can't do this. I took my coat off. I took my long-sleeve white shirts, and I took my sleeves and wrapped them around a tire, going back and forth, so I'd have these black marks on my sleeve.
Oh, no.
I got back in my car.
Oh, no.
Back to my office. The story was I had a flat tire, and I wasn't able to make it.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, here, let me tell you, not long after that, you know what serendipity is, of course. I don't believe in coincidence, but some things are serendipitous or synchronistic. Not long after that, I had an entertainer ask me to create a program for stage fright, for overcoming performance anxiety. Sure, you know,
yeah.
And we got in and we did the profiling and recorded the affirmations, and I did the mix down late on a Friday night, and I had reservations at a little cabin that I like to go to on the weekends to write and work. And so I grabbed my things and I ran out in a hurry, and when I got there, thought I'd better listen to this program before I ship it off to her on Monday morning and make sure that it's good. So I put the program on, and I had some paperwork, and I was looking at it, and I was thinking about, like I say, writing and taking some notes and laid back on the bed, kind of sitting up, how you do, and I fell asleep. This program's playing all the time. I had this dream, and the dream was a revivification of a real-life experience. That experience was this.
Mm.
When I was a young boy,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like 7 years old, I'm dating myself now, there was a television show called Hit Parade. And every Sunday night, you would hear the 10 top songs on this TV show of Hit Parade. And there was this song, Vial Con Dios, and I thought it was the most beautiful song I'd ever heard. So I learned all the words. I wanted to be a Wayne Newton or an Elvis Presley. I mean, there wasn't a Presley around then, but I wanted to be this great singer. So I practiced it, and I sang it, and I sang it. And my mother, she complimented me on it, and, you know, I was feeling really good. Well, we had a reunion, a family reunion to go to. So we went to this family reunion. My father's side of the family, very blue-collar, loggers and farmers. And my mother's side of the family, very white-collar, business owners, attorneys, judges. They didn't really get along well, and there started to be an argument in this big home of my great-grandmother, and my mother put me out in the middle of the floor and said, my son sings. Now, I know it was more complicated than that. What she was trying to do, of course, was stop the feuding.
Make peace, yeah.
I was terrified. All these people, you know, just terrified. My voice broke up. I ran out of the room, you know, unconsciously. I must have decided I am never, ever, ever going to be in that place again. I woke back in that cabin, sat up, looked up at the ceiling because my mother had crossed over at that point and said, thanks, Mom. I just had my uncovering. What was my fear? What had stopped me from going into Kingsbury Hall was that incident when I was just a small boy that had terrified me because I was on display.
And you had no idea. No idea.
And you see, these sabotaging mechanisms are like that. And we all have them. And you often hear, Lisa, you'll hear somebody say, you know, I've been working. It seems like I get so close to making things happen, and then somehow it just comes apart. And I've done that two or three times now. I can't figure out what it is. I get right there, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's just not there. And, of course, we all hear the regular chat that comes from our unconscious through the filter of our self-talk. So we say to ourselves, well, my favorite's this, and I often do this when I'm, you know, teaching. You can ask an audience, how many of you want to make $1 million? And virtually everybody will raise their hand. Okay. And then you can say to them, okay, now, in order to make $1 million, you know that you're going to have to go at risk. I said make, not win. So you're going to have to do something different than what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
That means you may have to leave your job. It means you may have to mortgage your home. It means you're going to have to do something really creative and really stretch the boundary in order to make that. And you know, you're going to have to believe you can in order to be able to do it. So I want you to say to yourself, very slowly and meaningfully, this year I'm going to make $1 million. And I can watch the audience, and it takes, you know, 3-4 seconds, and you see people shaking their head to the negative. You see sometimes smiles. I mean, what happens is most people start getting a stream of consciousness talking back.
It
says things like, yeah, sure, what are you going to do, rob a bank? You see, these self-limiting beliefs exist in all of us. And because they do, we're all prone to do self-sabotaging things and not be at all aware of it.
That's the point. You know, yes.
Yeah.
It's going in and out. And I think, truly, the only way to really get to the bottom of this isn't necessarily overriding it with a goal or going to talk therapy for 5 years. I do believe, and I'm a huge proponent of brain entrainment technology, because you can access the unconscious mind safely through these different technologies. And I think, and you, of course, your background is enormous when it comes to subliminal technology and what you've learned and when you used to work with the FBI and how you really have uncovered major patterns in jails and so forth of helping people to get to the basis of what's underlying their behaviors.
You know, you're a poster child, if you will, the poster lady, for neuroentrainment procedures.
Yeah.
Because you really healed yourself from some very serious brain damage. Recovered lost memory. You're a remarkable person, and again, a poster person for someone who had the courage and the tenacity to stick with it and make it work. Most people don't have the time or the money or the willpower, to be honest.
I would be at the bottom of a ditch if I didn't, Eldon. the way that my brain was damaged was the prefrontal cortex, and that's the largest area that's responsible for destructive pattern and executive function and all of those types of things where you're, if damaged, even Daniel Amen will tell you it's the worst place to have an accident. Thanks.
Right. That's,
it's true.
Short-term memory, well, you know, for all intent and purposes, you lose who you are.
Yeah.
And coming back from that is, you know, that's not something that you... in fact, I think your prognosis, wasn't your prognosis originally, it's gone?
Yes.
You're not going to recover?
Right. And I was released.
Prepare yourself to adapt?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. With a swollen brain and inflammation and all of those, you know, there were no solutions. And
I know.
I still, and once this happens in your brain, it's not a one-time fixes-all solution. You cannot fix it and then it's fine forever. Your brain will constantly try to revert back to that pattern because of the way that the neurons were damaged. So it is a matter of life or death for me to use these technologies. And I use them. I've recorded some. I've read about them. I immerse myself. This is a life. This is honestly, this is my via con Dios.
Well, you know, you are going to particularly appreciate, I think everybody will, the programs that come in the library
yes.
that we're giving away or making available for this fundraiser, because the Ozo, the Ecotech, and the Power Imaging contain Neuralink sound matrix of special tones and frequencies that are delivered spatially to each hemisphere of the brain that synchronize those brain waves, produce that alpha-theta range, and, if you will, balance the hemispheric activities. We see clear, we have that aha moment. We have a special place of insight and clarity as a result of that.
This is pillow talk for me. This is hemispheric activity balancing is pillow talk for me. I love it.
That's wonderful.
So,
and it's a critical part. You see, you don't have to have brain damage to benefit from that technology.
Mm.
The technology is such that, well, let me tell you another story or two. And
Okay, wait, real quick. I want to let the audience know that this technology is available for the fund drive. It is a very, very special technology that is recorded. It's called InnerTalk technology, and Eldon Taylor is the creator of this type of technology. And he designed it to neutralize the inner saboteur. Self-sabotage affects all areas of our life, weight loss, relationships, addictions, finance, career, time management, everything. So you are most likely not aware of it because it's lurking in the unconscious, the subconscious mind. So these are 9 life-changing audio tracks. Please give us a call right now, and you can pledge $125. It's usually a $250 value. We want people to, A, get the technology, and, B, support the radio station. So call. Please call us right now, 212-209-2950. And if you give us a call right now and pledge $125 to the station, there's 9 life-changing audios. One is ending self-destruction, self-destructive patterns. 2 is boundless joy. 3 is personal peace. 4 is healing from invalidation. And you get to, 5 is re-scripting the child within. These are beautiful, beautiful technologies. Releasing anger, building self-confidence, having it all. These are the tracks. Those are the titles of the tracks that I'm reading from. And they're so absolutely beautiful. They're layered in with these different technologies that Eldon Taylor is going to describe right now. But they are all technologies, Ecotech, Ozo, and Power Imaging. So the phone number is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Support WBAI. Now is the time to give us a call. 212-209-2950. We really appreciate your calls, your donations. Supporting Pacifica Radio is how we stay on the air. So thank you so much. People are calling. You're getting this. You understand that this is a gift for you. And we really appreciate your donations. So thanks for the phone calls. 212-209-2950. This radio show, The Aware Show, is the type of show that I am so committed to bringing you this information that has saved my life and continues to save my brain every day. And I want to share this with you. We happen to be having a fun drive so that you can get this material inexpensively. 9 life-changing audios that will completely change and eliminate this self-saboteur. So, Eldon, what are these 3 technologies?
Well, okay. Basically, InnerTalk is what most pundits refer to as the unsubliminal subliminal. What it amounts to, and I say that because there can be a lot of controversy about subliminal. The bottom line with this technology is, first, it's patented. There are 105 claims to the original patent. Second, it has been tested in repeated double-blind studies, more than a dozen double-blind studies carried out by independent researchers at leading universities such as Stanford. For that matter, by governments, the government of Germany, the government of Mexico have both studied these programs. They have been repeatedly demonstrated to be effective at everything from attention deficit hyperactive disorder to examination anxiety. And this program that Lisa has arranged for the listening audience is our best-selling program because it's where everybody has to begin. If you continue to sabotage yourself, all the seminars on prosperity, all the programs you might get on confidence and self-esteem, they won't work. They simply won't. You have to get past this self-sabotaging nature of how the human condition is developed. So the first technology, InnerTalk, is technically called dichotic masking. We deliver 2 simultaneous messages, one for the left hemisphere, one for the right hemisphere. And because of how the brain is made to process information, one set of affirmations is designed to be processed by the right hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
That
so
set
need
of
headphones.
Affirmations mm-hmm. is in reverse. The other set of affirmations is designed to be processed by the left hemisphere. So the set going to the left hemisphere says it's okay to be good. You see, if you say, and that's just an example affirmation, there are hundreds of affirmations, but if you say to yourself, I am good, you're likely to have that same self-talk come back. Yeah, what do you mean by that? Good at what? Good for what? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we tell the left brain, where logic and reason resides, it's okay to be good. So logic and reason, you know, that sentry, I guess it's okay to be good. But simultaneously, we're telling the right hemisphere, I am good. And we're doing that in reverse speech because the evidence shows that we actually learn to process speech in reverse before we speak in forward speech.
Really?
Something that's fun.
Huh.
It's really fun. And I have recordings of this, and it is something I show in my lectures all the time. But if you take, every parent knows that there is a stage that their child goes through where they look them straight in the eye and they're saying something. And the child is convinced it's meaningful because it's no longer goo-goo gaga, but you can't understand. It doesn't seem to have any meaning. However, if you record it, play it backwards, you'll find that, perhaps they're saying, one that comes to my mind that is on my website, mommy home, daddy play. It's just, it's that clear.
Wow.
Okay? So, you know, the paradigm model of holographic information processing in the brain and the universe, advanced by Prebrum and Boehm, showing us that memory is stored across the brain, not just in those so-called engrams and egrams that we learned when we were in university, but like a holograph. You cut any part of a holographic photoplate, shine light through it, and you get a representation of the whole picture, even though you only have a tiny fragment of it. That's why researchers have been unable to successfully locate where memory is stored. Because you can take maize bright rats and systematically remove different parts of the brain, and they still are maize bright. So there's no logical explanation for why they continue to be maize bright if the memory is stored here and we took that out, or stored here and we removed that, or stored here and that's gone too. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow, fascinating.
So, because that's the instance now, there's a very famous color test that I'm sure most people have seen, so I'll use it as an example. It's called a Stroop test. What's done is we take words that are color, the names of colors, purple, red, green, yellow, black, and so forth, okay? But the word purple will appear in red, maybe. And the word blue will appear in brown. And the word black will be in yellow. Now, the idea is to read those words by color as quickly as you can. And everyone that tries in our left-brain dominant society finds themselves tied up. They fail because we are so linear, we want to obey the rules of language. And so instead of reading the color, we read the word. Do you follow what I'm saying, Lisa? Okay. That's an example of how it's not possible for the two hemispheres to process information that is hemispherically specifically tasked to each one separately, simultaneously. And because they can't process them simultaneously, what happens is I can say things that are loud enough to be heard, and you won't be able to distinguish what's being said. You may become aware that there's like words going on, there's somebody speaking. And if you get close to your speaker, or you pan the speaker so you're listening only to one side, say you decide you want to listen to those messages going to the left brain, you'll start hearing, it's okay, like a whisper.
I love this.
You see? So what we're talking about is not something that's buried messages technology. This information is actually there, and it can be easily, I mean, you can detect it. The point is, you don't. You play it in the background, and
that
it begins to prime how you talk to yourself. What's the importance of priming how you talk to yourself? Our expectation factor sets up our beliefs. And there are all sorts of studies that have looked at the power of belief. That's what my book, I Believe, is all about. Those studies show us that your expectation, for all intent and purposes, creates your reality. There's a circularity between what you believe and how you interpret the universe.
Oh, that is a great definition of what a belief is. It is an expectation that creates our reality.
That's precisely right.
Absolutely.
So if my stream of consciousness is saying to me, I can't do this, I shouldn't do that, all that no don't stuff we heard as kids, you know, you're not old enough, you're not smart enough, you're not good looking enough, you're too fat, you have a funny laugh, you walk like a duck, whatever, everything you can think of. All the negativities that are in that biocomputer, remember going back to our fMRI analogy, all those negatives that are in that biocomputer, they're what's programming my conscious choices. So by priming my self-talk, what I begin to do is flush out that negativity. I think of it analogously to this. If you can imagine a Dipsy dumpster, one of these big trash containers, and we'll just imagine your own little garbage can, you know, the galvanized metal garbage cans most people are familiar with. Imagine it's full of rot, it's, you know, and you dump it out. Still inside of it is all this, you know, the
stuff.
Stuff. That's a good word for it. Thanks. Okay, now we put a hose, a garden hose in there, turn the water on, and we let it start percolating. Sooner or later, it flushes it out,
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing by using the InnerTalk technology is we're priming how you talk to yourself. Instead of you suddenly saying, I just don't think I can do that.
No, this is what...
Yeah, I can. That's for me.
Yes.
I deserve it.
Yes, and this is
now,
why...
that's the InnerTalk portion. That's just that one portion of the four technologies that come on these nine programs.
That's just one. That's just one. All right, let's give the listeners right now an opportunity to give us a call. Give us a call at 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Support WBAI. Now is the time to give us a call. 212-209-2950. We really appreciate your calls, your donations. Supporting Pacifica Radio is how we stay on the air. So thank you so much. People are calling. You're getting this. You understand that this is a gift for you. And we really appreciate your donations. So thanks for the phone calls. 212-209-2950. What we're doing here is Eldon has been so kind to donate these digital recordings to WBAI for our fund drive. And what we're doing now is if you give us a call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Donate $125 to the station. You will get the digital downloads of Eldon Taylor's Eliminating Self-Sabotage Inner Talk program. This is mindfulness training, and he explained perfectly the technology. Well, even one of them is the affirmations prime how we talk to ourselves. Now, included in this package in the audios is also a PDF, and it's a 14-page document or a little bit more, 20-something page document of all of the affirmations listed. I am relaxed. I accept myself. I am good. Life is good. Living is a miracle. These are the affirmations. You can read them. You can look at them that are coming through subliminally, forwards and backwards throughout this entire, as it balances the hemispheric activity in the brain. This is called dichotic masking. This is all layered into these nine life-changing audios. Here are some of the titles. Ending self-destructive patterns, boundless joy, personal peace, healing from invalidation, re-scripting the child within, releasing anger, self-confidence, having it all. It's all layered in there. So call us right now, 212-209-2950. Give us a call right now. The volunteers are standing by to help you out. We're asking you for your donation and support WBAI. I'm so honored to have Eldon Taylor, who's just a genius. And if you read his story and his background, it's absolutely incredible. He has developed this InnerTalk technology based on his incredible background of how he's helped youth in jail, how he's turned their lives around, many, many different situations. He's been an expert witness in many high-profile court cases. We will go into that later, but this is such an incredible piece of work by this amazing man, Eldon Taylor. Come on, New York City, give us a call, 212-209-2950. It is only a $125 donation to the station. You are helping out the station, and more so, you're creating a life change for yourself. How does it get any better than that? All right, so it's called Eliminating Self-Sabotage. It's audio downloads to end self-destructive patterns. So give us a call right now, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Support WBAI. Now is the time to give us a call. Many people are calling. I want to see 10 more people that are giving us a call. 10 people have donated $125. And they are going to get the downloads of this program. Thank you so much for calling us. This is exactly what we need in order to keep this station alive. This is a listener-sponsored radio show and station, Pacifica is. And the only way we exist is by your donations. And the fact that you can change your life so significantly with these nine life-changing audios, All you need to do is call and donate to WBAI. The number is 212-209-2950. Ultimately, this is a fundraiser for the station that exists for you every single day. Pacifica Radio is always here for you. And it is time to give back to this wonderful radio station that's 95% volunteer run at this point. So please give us a call, 212-209-2950. So, Eldon, you mentioned that this dichotic masking is just one of the technologies. Can you explain the OZO as well? So that's the InnerTalk that you talked about earlier, right?
Right.
Okay.
OZO and Ecotec, they're really sister or brother, you know, they're siblings of one another. This is what we do with those two technologies. First of all, we incorporate the InnerTalk technology that we just talked about. That's gonna follow through on the next three technologies I share with you. But what happens when you're priming the way you talk to yourself, it becomes more an accumulation. It's not a right now. I feel that, you know, it's here. Well, in my background, I've had the great opportunity to work with some truly elite athletes. The first Barcelona Olympic team we fielded in judo. Coach Phil Porter asked me to play sports psychologist, and we created some programs and did some things with them. And, you know, the first time on a field, well, they had never won any medals. They
wow.
went to the Pan Am Games and won 27.
Wow.
I mean, we had gold medalists and we had bronze medalists in the first Olympic Games in Barcelona. All right. What I learned working with these athletes, and that's the reason for the story, is they needed, you know, that right now. Sometimes I just need that extra energy, Doc. I mean, I just need that extra confidence. I need to have it. I mean, I'm using the InnerTalk and I'm working with that and I'm feeling really good. But then I look at that opponent and I'm thinking, well, you know, boy, look at who this person is. I just need that extra. I want it, you know, that extra. Well, I'd heard that before from business people as well. And mm-hmm. I could relate to it personally in addition.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we sat down, we said, look, we want something that's quick, 20, 25 minutes. We want to put somebody in an optimal brain state, and then we want to energize them. We want to charge them up. How are we going to do that? Well, let's use some frequencies. We know the frequencies that we can excite areas of the brain that will give rise to changing neurochemicals. It will begin to bathe the body with, you know, the right mixes to get us feeling really confident and positive. Let's do that. Let's take that. Let's combine it with brain waves so that we've been trained, or combine it, I should say, with beats, so that we've been trained the brain into this alpha theta state, and then let's do some coaching. Let's do some coaching. So what happens when you put on an Ecotec program? You close your eyes. This is not a program you can play in the background like InnerTalk. This is one that you're going to actually take a 25-minute break. You're going to sit down, close your eyes, assume your supine position, put your headphones on, and you're going to hear this gentle music come in, and then these tones and frequencies start, and then there is this beautiful music, and surrounded, you are surrounded totally by these people who are coaching you. Now, on Ecotec, they're telling you can do that. You have the confidence. Now, all of this is done with a very special echo chamber that gives you the feeling that you yourself are in this environment, this theater, where you're just completely surrounded by all these people that are supporting you, that are talking to you while you're in what is an alpha state. Now, what's alpha? We probably ought to clear that up.
Okay.
For a lot of people out there. You know, I've testified, as you know, in court as an expert witness on hypnosis. And when you start talking about forensic hypnosis, which is something I did for years, we objectify the whole thing. So we're not going to talk about, you know, pendulums and Nostradamus and, you know, past lives. We're going to objectify the state of art and talk about it from what we can scientifically say with an absolute certainty, all right? So we say two things about hypnosis objectively. The first is, it is an altered brainwave pattern, a slowed brainwave state out of beta, which is typically 15 to 30 cycles per second. 30 is a bit on the high side, but a lot of people live in that stress level today, into a zone that's between 8 and 14 cycles. That's alpha, or a little bit lower, maybe into 6. That's theta. So we actually can measure the brainwave activity, and we can determine when somebody is in this hypnotic place, okay? So when I say alpha or theta, I'm really saying the same thing that's equivalent to saying a state of hypnosis from an objective standpoint, just brainwave management. Now, the second thing is it's a state of hypersuggestibility.
Oh.
Which means that when you're in that state, that state of alpha, okay? And I'm going to throw in a little something here because I want people to listen to your radio show, mine for that matter. Tune into the radio. Tune out of TV. Let me tell you why. The research shows clearly that you can put an adult in front of the television, give them a reward incentive to maintain beta consciousness, and in 5 minutes or less, it, with children, in 1 minute or less, they will be an alpha. Now, what, you know, you have somebody that's been zoned out in front of the TV. They really are zoned out.
Right.
Okay?
They really
They're in
are.
This altered state. And here comes what? A commercial? The Gomboo's coming to town, and you're going to get it? So that's kind of like going to your hypnotist and saying, tell me I'm going to get sick. Makes no sense at all. So don't watch TV. Careful of what you do watch if you watch it. Listen to the radio.
That's why commercials are so powerful. Listen to the radio. I like it.
You're in this alpha state. That's what we do with both ozone echo, well, and power imaging, actually. We move you into this alpha state where there's this hypersuggestibility. When you see a hypnotist give someone a post-hypnotic suggestion, maybe it's a stage hypnotist, and they give them a post-hypnotic suggestion for aphasia. They take a number away from them, and then they ask them to count. And they're unable to count and include the number, or they're unable to read a bill, the bill from the restaurant they're in, because it's missing a number. That power exists when you're in this altered state. So here you are in the altered state, and here comes the coaching. You're good. You're capable. You like yourself, all right? There's Echo Tech. Now, Ozo, well, Newt Rockne was a very great coach. But everybody knows Newt Rockne had a way of just saying, get out there and get it done. Right? Nike is all about
just do it.
Not later, now.
Just do it.
Do it now.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's Ozo. So you don't start with Ozo. You come into this program and you work with it through the 9 programs, the way the instructions are. By the time you get to Ozo, you love it.
Yes.
You just love it. Yeah, and that's what I want. But some people, if they start with Ozo, they go, whoa, wait a minute.
I see.
People have bossed me around all my life. I don't want any more of that.
That's why you did it this way. I see.
That's
okay.
Exactly right.
So there's a program, and there's a PDF in there on how to use it and what to listen to day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4. I mean, in 9 days, through 9 life-changing audios, you can completely change self-sabotaging patterns. That is incredible. That's an incredible statement. And I know that Eldon has, you know, this is what he does. This is what he's done. The first incarnation of his life was discovering how to use hypnosis for people to solve crimes and to understand where they, you know, certain things were left or what happened. You know, these are proven technologies in court. Now he has taken this, and for the last incarnation, the second part of his life, he's taken this technology and reformed it for personal and self-development. And that's the type of person that I trust. And the all of these patterns and all of these affirmations are outlined for you with all the 9 tracks. They're written out for you in the PDF so you know exactly what's being layered in so that you can fully trust the program. And this, again, is $125 pledge to this station. It is our fund drive. We're here to ask you for donations, but even better is the incredible gift that you get. It's a life-changing gift, and it's a $125 value, so it's deeply, deeply discounted. So here's the number, 212-209-2950. And for a $125 donation, you will receive 9 life-changing audios plus a PDF on the affirmations and how to use the program. This is going to change your life. This is eliminating self-sabotage. Self-sabotage affects every area of your life. It affects your weight. It affects your relationships, addictions, employment, time management, academics, finances, so much more. So if those areas are out of balance in your life, you want to understand why you keep creating self-sabotaging patterns and behaviors. There's not only a way of learning how to end them, which is the first two recordings here, and the self-eliminating self-sabotage collection, but also then you layer in peace, personal peace. And the fourth track is healing from invalidation. The fifth track is re-scripting the child within. And they're just beautiful affirmations that are in that particular track. It's beautiful. I accept myself. I accept others. I forgive others. I release guilt. I am happy. I am capable. I am whole. All of that is layered in through these technologies. Then you go into releasing anger, and then you build with confidence, self-confidence, having and being able to do it all, getting your energy increased and into that wonderful alpha state, layering in all those beautiful suggestions of possibility. It's all right here for you, laid out beautifully by Eldon Taylor. So if you give us a call right now, 212-209-2950, and you get these life-changing digital downloads, this comes to you in form of a digital download. You don't have to get shipping. Nothing gets lost in the mail. This is our green solution to providing you with life-changing technology, introducing you to life-changing technology, and at the same time, keeping Pacifica Radio on the air. 212-209-2950. Over 20 people so far have picked up this program. Why don't you be the next one? 212-209-2950. It's a $125 donation to the station. It's a $250 value. So if you go to Eldon Taylor's Inner Talk, your website, which is, what is your website, Eldon?
InnerTalk.com. Okay. InnerTalk.com.
InnerTalk.com. You'll see
it cost over $250, but yeah, $250.
That's amazing. So you've offered it to us for the fund drive. Now, this is only for this month, so this is a limited time that we're going to be able to do this. And I understand that because it needs to go back to the full price. But that is, you'll learn more about it on Eldon's website as well, and you can learn more about Eldon on his website, innertalk.com. But this is mindfulness training at its finest. And I really have known Eldon for a long time. I've interviewed him several times on all of my shows on Gaia TV and on Hay House Radio and KPFK and everywhere else. And I know that you have such integrity. And I've been on Eldon's show as well about my book and my story. And it's been such a wonderful journey to know who you are, who you're being. I see you at the conferences at Hay House, and I just know truly that you're such a person who's here to contribute to people's success and heal from these things that you actually know that you can actually heal from. Isn't that fantastic? So keep the phone lines ringing. People are calling in and donating to the station, which is fantastic, but you're really signing up for a life-changing program here. In 9 days, you can end these self-sabotaging patterns. Now, let me ask you, so for example, on day one, when you're listening to the ending self-destructive patterns, how many times should you listen to it?
Well, ending self-destructive patterns, the very first program that you use is an Ecotec program. And so what we're going to suggest to you is that you use that program one time, it takes about 25 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then select one of the InnerTalk programs that appeals to you. So typically what I like to do when you're doing this is you play that first program as the instruction says. That takes 25 minutes. Then you take one of the InnerTalk CDs that doesn't require that I close my eyes, etc., And you put that on, and you play that in the background for the balance of the day. Now, my personal favorite that goes with that one is, you know, let's start feeling up-tempo about everything. And so what I suggest is that you then go to Ending Self-Destructive Patterns, the CD itself. So you have an inner talk program that's complementary to your Ecotech program. And if you use two programs in a day that way, you use the program that is designed to be used with headphones, Echo or Ozo, we've talked about. We haven't covered power imaging. If you use that program at one part of the day and then play the other in the background as much as you can. I play them in my office all day long. I play them in my car. The CDs are loaded there. But at least 1 hour a day. The research shows that there is a dosage relevance. When we looked at that in a very tight study that was carried out on depression, a tight double-blind study, what we saw was that 17 days we had a sinusoidal function going on with a curve showing efficacy to the program. So after 17 days of an hour a day, there was a measurable difference. That's what it means. By the time we were out to 30 days, this was a group of depressed patients who were in state care, who had not responded to psychiatric and or psychological care. By the time we'd gone 30 days, according to the Beck Depression Scale, they were no longer depressed. That's, you know, so
huge.
I can't emphasize too much.
That is amazing.
Dosage relevancy. You know, get the program. You deserve the unlimited power that resides within you. You deserve the cornucopia life has. Get that. But just getting it isn't enough. You have to use
it.
So pledge also that I'm going to use this program at least an hour every day for 30 days, because Dr. Taylor says, if I do that, my life will be different, and we guarantee it.
I appreciate you saying that. Please don't let this sit in your inbox, for the love of God. Use it so that you can really, truly, you deserve this. Something that lifts depression, that's not a medication, that's proved scientifically. That's huge. All right, keep the phone lines ringing. This is really, truly for you. This is something that you deserve, something that can help completely change your state. So the number again, 212-209-2950. Thank you so much, Eldon Taylor. You are truly a gift to this planet. Appreciate you.
You're the best. I love you.
I love you too. And until next time, this is Lisa Garr, and I invite everyone to stay aware.
This Thursday, March 3rd, between 8 and 10 p.m., join the Joy of Resistance as we celebrate the long-awaited release of the DVD of what's been called the best historical film on the modern women's movement. She's Beautiful When She's Angry. We'll be playing clips of the film, offering listeners the DVD as well as tickets to the DVD release party, which will take place on International Women's Day and will include a panel discussion and cocktail party. And we'll also offer listeners a book, Who is Hillary Clinton? Essays from the Left on the woman who may well be our next president. Writers include Erica Jong, Barbara Ehrenreich, and Doug Henwood, with an introduction by Katha Pollitt of The Nation. So tune in on Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Kick off Women's History Month with authentic, exhilarating women's history.
Grab our hand and help WBAI blossom. To help us create more extraordinary and unforgettable shows. Just like you were there for your friend who needed a self-esteem boost before the high school prom, we need you to become a BAI buddy. When you become a BAI buddy, you help us become grounded, stronger, and resilient through these shaky financial times. As a BAI buddy, you can donate any amount of your choosing on a monthly basis. In return, you will receive membership benefits and discounts at local businesses, as well as a signature WBAI tote bag. To become a BAI buddy or for more information, go to give2wbai.org. Join us today and help our dreams grow.
Yo, this is G-Love on WBAI, New York, New York.
My name is Tony Bates, and we're going to speak with George Quant this morning, as Michael G. has brilliantly held down. Thank you, Michael G., for holding that down. I'm grateful to you. And and thank you to the police officers for letting me go. And thank
Michael
you.
Did a nice description of me and the integrated quantum meditation, by the way.
That's fantastic. And so let's continue with that, George. Let's start with who George Quant is. So
well,
you have some connection to this city.
Well, you know, I several connections to the city. My mother and father met in New York City and married and moved to Washington, D.C. to start a family. And so I was born and raised up until high school in Washington, D.C. But I'd come into New York on the train. And this was with my father and my mother. And I have relatives in New York, and I have other projects that are going on there too. And of course, I love working with WBAI, and I have you know, as you know, we have hundreds, if not thousands, of practitioners of the integrated quantum meditation. We've had some fantastic fun drives in the past. So I have relatives in New York, and I childhood memories of New York. And I love New York.
Hey, you know, when I lived here, George, I had an attitude with the city, and that's gone now. And I'm loving this city and really enjoying it in a different way. It's a really great city.
And you meditate too. You do integrated quantum meditation. We could always and even in reference to what Michael thing about that, you always have something to come back to. To refresh your attitudes and to de-stress and to look at life differently in a more refreshed way.
Mm-hmm. It really is that, George. And your meditation particularly, now I've been meditating for many years when I came across your meditation, and of course I discovered it right on a Pacifica station, and so I started to do it. I came to the event, and you taught me how to do your meditation, and it seemed like every other meditation. Not really, because I'd never used a mantra before, really. Not consistently. And I got to tell you, my experience with IGM, with integrated quantum meditation, was that I would go into meditation so deeply, so quickly, that I was taken aback immediately by what must have been the effectiveness of the technique. My office mate back in L.A. Of many years, Jennifer Kaiser, told me she had the same experience when she began to use integrated quantum meditation. So, George, let's get started with you. You began to teach. You were a practitioner of transcendental meditation, but you moved on and created a secular form of meditation that could appeal to anybody. You took the religious element out and created a secular form of meditation. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, I went to work for the Pritikin Longevity Center, which is a world famous place that people come from all over the world to learn new to be able to. Most of them are sent to. Most people were sent to Pritikin by their physicians. They might have had surgery, they may have diabetes, they may have cancer, and their doctors basically told them that, you know, you have to change your lifestyle. If you change your lifestyle, then, you know, you can survive all of this, and this won't be a continuous loop or chronic situation in your life.
George, can I just interject quickly that Pritikin is a world-famous healing institute, and people go there when they have extreme conditions, but they are famous for reversing chronic illnesses that patients have been told cannot be cured or reversed.
Absolutely. Very well said. Very, very well said. And people come in from all over the world,
mm-hmm.
From Australia to Europe to different parts of the United States, Canada. So I got a call from Robert Pritikin personally,
mm-hmm.
and said that, listen, we understand that you're a great teacher of meditation. Mary Nakata, our psychologist here at Pritikin, has raved about your work, and we would like you to consider coming to work for us. So I came in for the interview, met Robert, we talked, and so here's the deal. Transcendental meditation, it takes 7 days to teach it, approximately 1 hour each day, and it costs several thousand dollars, of which we have other things on our menu that this would be competing with, both dollar wise and cost wise. So mm-hmm. You know, and we need something more secular, but we also need something, George, that is going to withstand the rigor of our scientists and our medical researchers here at Pritikin.
Mm-hmm.
They are serious about research and rigor. It has to work. What Robert Pritikin said is that you have 3 hours to teach them meditation. You're going to have 1 hour on one day, and you're going to have 2 hours on a second day. And they're going to need to get it, and they're going to need to, and their experiences are going to have to be definitive.
So you had to take what was being done in 7 days previously and whittle it down, and you had to be able to prove results.
Exactly. And so what I did was, essentially, is I took a mainframe computer, transcendental meditation, and made integrated quantum meditation, which would be, using this metaphor, would be a powerful PC. So it's taking a mainframe transcendental meditation, big and bulky, and turning it into something that is slender and powerful, almost like a PC. And people raved about their experiences from all over the world. People were flying me. I had a client that he's the co-founder of MTV in Europe, flew me to Vienna. I've been flown all over the world by people who came into Pritikin and learned meditation and brought me to their country to teach. So just as when I taught in Los Angeles, under the Pacifica station there, KPFK, I was immediately within about 7 or 8 months in the first year, I taught it at every radio station under the Pacifica network. So it, you know, word travels, and it's a very powerful system, and it's basically taught as, and we're going to get into this more, but it's taught in Module 1, Module 2, and Module 3.
Let me interrupt you there again, George, before you go into the modules, because I just...
I'm not going to go into it just yet.
I just want to mention that as I was researching to find your information to contact you for this interview, I came across an email from Alan Minsky, the program director at this radio station in Los Angeles, that he had sent out to all of the other Pacifica stations, lauding your work and suggesting that they use it at each station. So... yeah, your work has been so effective that every Pacifica station has brought you in to teach this in their area.
Tony, did you know that 80% of all of the managers current 80% of all the managers under the Pacifica network all are practicing the integrated quantum meditation technique, And we, since we've worked together, Tony, I've broken records all across the country in terms of the fund drives for the Pacifica stations, and we have hundreds. We have hundreds, we have thousands of Pacifica listeners across the country that are practicing the integrated quantum meditation. IQM is the sort of the official meditation of the Pacifica Network. Proud to say.
Okay, so you were at the point where you were talking about the three modules. It's taught in three modules.
Yes. Module one, and Tony, don't let me forget to tell the listeners the story of how I first discovered meditation. Remember,
we're going to get
it did come originally from TM, but the listeners heard the second phase, that latter chapter when I created integrated quantum meditation. But there's an interesting story about how I first discovered meditation.
Well, let's go to the beginning, George.
Okay, so module one is theoretical, module two is I actually teach the technique, and module three is sustaining your practice at home. Each module is 1 hour. So how did George Quandt first discover meditation? Well, to tell you the truth, I was not pursuing meditation. I wasn't closed to it. I wasn't particularly open to it. I learned that I was probably open to it because I took right to it. But actually, I was working for a literary magazine in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
and I was an associate editor, and the publisher of the publication asked me to go out to UCLA and cover a story on the discovery of a fourth major state of consciousness, and that was supposed to be, which is supposed to be a superior state of consciousness, but yet a natural state like waking, sleeping, and dreaming, which are the other three states of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Waking state, sleeping state, dreaming state are distinct states of consciousness, but this researcher, this physiologist out at UCLA, was going to be discussing a paper that he had written on the discovery of this fourth state of consciousness, and they wanted me to go out and cover the story about what this fourth state is all about, because it's not a hypnotic state, it's not, you don't get there by drugs, you know, but yet it's supposed to be a sort of a natural high and a higher state of consciousness and awareness. So I was intrigued by it. So I went out to UCLA, and lo and behold, the discussion was that there is a, that this fourth state of consciousness is a state of